January 10, 1983, 2 months after winning re-election in one of the most lopsided gubernatorial races in Oregon history,
I do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of
Vic Atiyah took the oath of office from Supreme Court Justice Wallace Carson.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Atiyah's landslide victory was even more remarkable when you consider this. It came as Oregon was suffering through one of its worst economic downturns in modern history. But the Portland-born son of Syrian immigrants rallied voters with his message of limited government and a moderate social outlook. Atiyah finished his 1983 inaugural address with a rousing call for unity.
As in the first century of our history, so in the second century and beyond, I know that our citizens and each one of us can stand anywhere in the world and count it a matter of special pride to say, I am an Oregonian.
Atiyah didn't know it at the time, but his speech marked the final time a Republican would deliver an inaugural address in Oregon in his lifetime. In his later years, Atiyah was often introduced as the last Republican governor of Oregon.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
He's the last great governor of Oregon who was a Republican also.
Paul Phillips is a former Oregon state lawmaker and longtime lobbyist in Salem. He says he first met Atiyah as a college student in 1976.
At that time, he smoked and wore dark, heavy-rimmed glasses. And I walked in. He looked up at me through in a very smoky room and says, I don't like interns. That was my introduction to Vic Atiyah.
But something clicked. Phillips went on to run Atiyah's 1978 campaign for governor and served as a high-level advisor for the next 5 years. He was still around when the Republican won the 1982 election during a bruising recession.
First of all, people trusted him. Even though he had cut budgets, draconian budget cuts, I mean, really got criticized for it. The legislature beat him up for it. But he kept the ship floating and moving and serving Oregonians.
Atiyah's opponent in the 1982 governor's race was a young lawyer named Ted Kulongoski. The Democrat says he considered a run for Congress, but the incumbent in that race changed his mind and the seat wasn't going to be vacant. So Kulongoski decided to take on Governor Vic Atiyah.
Which, in retrospect, wasn't such a smart idea after all.
Kulongoski suffered what at the time was the worst loss in any Oregon governor's race. Despite what Kulongoski describes as a tough campaign, the two men eventually became friends, despite their political differences. Kulongoski later served 2 terms of his own as governor, and he says Atiyah's legacy had an impact that lasted into his own time in office.
Oregon was in transition, and I think Governor Atiyah, more than anybody I know, actually saw international trade as an area that Oregon should be moving into. And I think that he deserves a great deal of credit for actually seeing it first, and then secondly, when he was the governor, actually moving us in that direction.
That international perspective came in part from his family business. Atiyah Brothers is a century-old rug importer. Atiyah was the first Arab-American governor in the United States. He was also highly respected by Oregon's Native Americans. In particular, he was a strong advocate for the Grand Ronde people, who were in the midst of a prolonged fight to get their tribal rights restored by the federal government. Atiyah remained active in Oregon politics for most of the rest of his life. As late as 2010, he recorded campaign ads on behalf of Republican candidates for governor.
This is former Governor Vic Atiyah. Not since the early 80s has Oregon faced the kind of...
And at a campaign event for Republican nominee Chris Dudley that year, Atiyah made this prediction.
I have a really good feeling that I will no longer be the last Republican governor.
He was wrong. Dudley narrowly lost to Democrat John Kitzhaber. Longtime Atiyah aide Paul Phillips says future candidates from either party would do well to heed the late governor's advice.
He taught me one of the most important things in politics, and he lived by this. Before you criticize your opponent, you need to build yourself up. Talk about what you're going to do, not about what they have done or haven't done. And that's the credo that he went by, and it worked magnificently for him.
Phillips says that approach set his mentor apart from many politicians today, including those in Atiyah's own party. I'm Chris Lehman reporting.